You always see the great quarterbacks and the receiver tandems where they don't have to look at each other. They just get, whether it's a small body movement. How long does that take for you to develop with Carson, something like that?
I don't think it's necessarily a timetable on it, but, you know, obviously being here helps. Everyone's been here this entire offseason, so we've been able to, you know, kind of learn. And for us new guys, myself, Alshon, we didn't know a thing.
Right.
So we were kind of behind. I feel like now we're caught up. And even today, you know, they checked out of a couple plays and we're able to make it work. You know, and Carson, being with Carson, seeing things, and Alshon catching, you know, his signals. So I feel like we're getting it. We're not there yet, but right. I feel like we're getting there every day.
I noticed in that last team drill a couple of times Malcolm's comes into the box and it leaves a single look. For you guys like you and Alshon who have made your career down, are you right off the bat in like an OTA kind of looking for that? Let's go deep.
We'll be there soon. We have to, you know, you install and the stuff that it can sit on in the beginning. But, you know, in a few weeks, and really when camp comes, we'll be able to throw different things in there. But come game time, you see that stuff, you definitely light up a little bit.
So you don't have really the latitude to freelance at that point yet?
No, we're not quite there yet. We could, but this is the time where you want to rep certain things.
Pitcher in spring
training. You just want to see how certain things look. So we didn't throw the book at them yet.
They're young guys, but how helpful are like a Jordan or a Nelson, you know, in just kind of since they played with Carson last year? I mean, do they kind of give you some of those tips?
Absolutely. I mean, I think just from them, first of all, they both work extremely hard. So we're able to come in and just kind of watch the way they operate. They were comfortable with the assignments. We were learning. So you can kind of talk with them and pick their brains about certain things. But, I mean, to me, you know, obviously Jordan's been hurt, but Nelson's had an awesome offseason. He's been very consistent. He's been making a lot of plays. And, you know, he's playing confident ball. So we're going to need that out of him for our room to be the best it can be.
There's a lot of good wide receivers and there's a limited number of spots. Do you kind of feel that yet, or is it too early to feel that?
I mean, you definitely feel it. It's a lot of competition. That's how it is this time of the year for every team. It's going to be, what, 15 guys? Well, between like 12, however many teams carry receivers this time of the year. So there's a lot of competition, and we feel like we have a lot of talent. So obviously everyone can't make it, but, you know, we're all going to battle it out and, you know, see what happens at the end.
You've played with both Flacco and Carson. Both of you. Flacco is clearly known for always, you know, being on flat with Carson. That's a trait that he seems to be developing. Do you see similarities as far as that?
Absolutely. I mean, he can throw a pick and it's like it never happened. And sometimes that drives people crazy. But I think because with Joe, I mean, his facial expression wouldn't change. He's a little bit different, though. But Carson, the same kind of way. You know, when something happens, it's like, all right, let's go, next play. And that's how it should be because you can't worry about the pass. Like, we have the whole rest of the game to play. Man, he has a lot of the qualities that you want to see in a leader. He's a great leader for this team.